This is... Good boy, it's gone quiet. The Ring Road Finalists Review, 1985. No, it's alright, you can save that crapping for later on for the funny sketches we've got for you. If I could, in a more serious word, we will not be able to use the microphones for all the sketches. It's nothing to do with technology, it's simply the fact there aren't enough microphones for all the people. So if you could remain very quiet at those times, we'd be very grateful. Well, welcome to Ring Road.
I'm nervous for the second time in my life.
Yeah, I fucking love ya! 36. Walked around the ship again. Watered the planks. I think my life is a cheese sandwich.
Sir, I'm something even serious.
Can you describe it, Spock?
It's very mysterious,
sir.
Lieutenant, Gladys? Try and communicate.
No reply, sir.
What's our position, Zulu?
Well, I'm over here and you're over there. Have you tried a photon torpedo?
Mr. Bean!
Have you tried a laser?
Mr. Bean!
Have you ever tried it with a squirrel?
Have
you ever tried it on one leg going hee hee?
You were right,
Captain Kirk, I'm a very powerful alien. All your defences are useless, and I'm going to take over your ship. Take that!
Listen, alien, you don't scare me. I've got a leather chair that swivels round.
I've got two, ha ha ha. And to show you my power, I'm going to take over someone.
Okay. Whose turn is it to get taken over this?
I think it's an alien with two swivel chairs,
sir. What is it, Spike? You can't tell me the sunny dilithium crystals in
the
Bones to the bridge.
Captain,
tell the alien your real name.
Don't oh, no.
Why?
I can't do that.
We need a decoy, McCoy. I mean, a McCoy decoy.
It would seem logical, Doctor.
Fuck your logic, you bigger bastard.
Bones, it's our only hope.
Okay, Captain.
Lieutenant?
You're
coming in right the first time. Oh, forgive
me, my sir.
My real name is the first cannon.
Quick, pull away.
For you, come on and do the beat.
call me Uncle John McAllister. Starting down. This is a tale of Little Red Riding Pete. One day, Little Red Riding Pete was on the way to visit her grandma's. She was carrying her grandma's favorite food, two old station burgers from McDonald's. As she was walking along, she sang a merry song. As she was singing this, she noticed three bears coming towards her. The biggest bear called her over.
Hey, you the hood, have you been eating that porridge?
Little Red Riding Hood replied, fuck off your head, bastard!
Gale force winds and snow and sleet and hail. You must like queuing up the tickets, the phones, checking mail. Every heels too, needs patience and more luck. But most of all, you mustn't mind the strange nickname of Duck.
This library book is one day overdue. I hope you don't mind.
Excuse me, I was wondering if I could take this pamphlet out, but I'm not sure how many I've got out already.
You have to ask yourself a question, are you feeling lucky enough to get away? Because in all the excitement, I've forgotten. Well, feeling lucky?
I'll give it a try.
Library book recall. Any of you heads got any library books that would do? Right, well I'm going then.
Later!
Oh, well, it wasn't me, honest. Well, anyway, a tremendous lose on the Blue Jeans reveal over to Peter, Michael.
Yes, well, we've had this dead rat sent in, and that's just when you appeal to a staggering 14 and a half pence. Keep sending your donations in, as it's all going to our worthy cause, the Rolf Harris Stylophone Bum. Well,
and you're probably wondering where Jack and Jill the cats are today. Well, actually, I'm rather married from the way in. But we'll be showing you how to make some very good new places. That's how we'll be using the recipe.
Meanwhile, tremendous news on Rose the Blue Peter Horse. She's been helping a lot of other animals lately. Yes, she's been processed to 13 cans of dogs.
Simon's off to his farm and death it next week. Isn't that right, Simon?
Well, no, I'm not actually. My dad won't let me back over his farm after Dolly established all those sheep.
Well, next time I'm going to the BD clinic to see what painful and embarrassing disease I've got. So that's your great book.
Right. paragraph 4, sentence 3.
Ha! Nothing!
And word 1.
Well, I think you're right wing if you've got to tell
you all. Yeah, I think all left wingers are known as wee wee.
No one can.